We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Travis Green.
What's up, my friend?
The new project, The Heal, is doing very, very well.
Live recording that we did several months ago. Energetic, passionate worship, and heartfelt. And so I'm just really excited, man, about sharing it with the world.
What's up with the title, The Heal?
The way we came up with the title, The Heal, is simply, you know, that's the greatest location other than the empty tomb ever in the history of mankind. It's a place where we were doing some place of intercession and sacrifice, and that's what I believe our generation needs to look back to. That's what the album is about.
Intentional, the single has taken off as well.
Sure. The song, yeah, as soon as I did it, I felt really good about it. I knew it was special. The success of it was definitely anticipated, and then my relationship with RCA Inspiration, everyone there felt really good about it. And so we had really high hopes for the song. I've been independent for 8 years, and so, or 7 years prior to RCA. And so I was really, really busy and pushing and things. But I think even greater than the song was just the strategic planning of God. And I think it's just really his timing. I think the time was really blocked off on his calendar for my career to take off like it had, and the reach and the ministry to reach a broader audience. And so it's really on him, man. It could have been any song. I think it was just really on his calendar for his time.
Let's talk about some of the songs on your album.
Made a Way, which is just a really strong song. It's an anthem for the believers of God to just declare that no matter what was blocking us, no matter what tried to delay us from victory, God always makes a way. And the song is really just, it's bragging on him, it's his resume that he continues to make ways out of no way. And the song is just really special to me because I wrote it in the midst of a valley experience. Last year, my wife's water broke with our son halfway through her pregnancy, and the doctor said he wasn't going to make it. And literally, while she was in hospital for 2 months, and they kept him in the hospital for 2 months, it was during that time that God gave me the song Made a Way, and so I literally wrote it in the midst of that. And that's why it's very dear to my heart. Another song is called Just Want You. That I wrote with a friend of mine named Jordan. And it's a really simple song. It's just declaring that more than anything, our heart desire is God. The universal sign for surrendering around the world is when we lift our hands. And so that's a song where we can just open our hands to release any and everything and to receive whatever he asks for us, which is itself. That's the ultimate blessing. And so that's what that song is about. I love that as well. A song called The Hill, which is the title track for the album. And I love it, man. I love the setup of the song. I love the flow. I love the melody. And I wrote that again while my wife and son were in the hospital. It's just a really strong song. The chorus says, on the hill, there's a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me. And so that song is just really significant and powerful. It's a song that I really love also.
And what are you trying to convey on The Heel?
The cross. That's it. It's really simple. I feel like with the this new age of technology and media, I think that there are many blessings in it. I think that if the apostles would have had the access that we have with that stuff, it would have just, it'd have been amazing for them. But I also feel like there's a lot of negative things that come from it, particularly with our generation. I feel like everyone's kind of got caught in the trap of sizing ourselves up with our social media success, which is like you can be a megastar on social media and be a loser in life. So that I think there's just a very off and scale to try to see what your self worth is, and then it's the opposite. You can be a nobody on social media and really be making a true impact in the world. And so that's really what the album is about. Instead of looking around you, you know, in the physical and natural realm for validation or for affirmation, look up to the hill for where our help comes from, and that's where they'll be proving to you that the equation for your worth is not how many followers you have on social media, but it's following across you. 3 miles plus 39 lashes plus one innocent man in it, a rugged cross, you know, that really proved to us what our worth was, and that's the true equation of who we are.
Who is Travis Green?
I am, I'm a dude from the country. I like simple things. I'm a family man, so I love my wife, I love my son, I love my mothers, I love my grandmothers, I love all of my, you know, my family, and that's what I enjoy way more than anything else. I don't find life on the stage, I find it off of it, and so it really is just a tool that I appreciate, and I understand, and I respect, but it's not my life, and so, and I think that's a word for anyone who's aspiring to do something, or, you know, to do something for God. Being with God is way more important than doing for him. You know, in Genesis, when Adam and Eve fell, God's response was not their sin. His immediate response was, where are you? You missed our walk. And so God is about fellowship. He's about being with him. That's why we're human beings and not human doers. And so I'm not what I do. I am who I am, you know. I'm a husband. I'm a brother. I'm a father. I'm a son. And that's way more significant to me than a microphone.
Social media?
Travis Green TV. That's my social media. And then TravisGreen.tv. It's my website. Every and all things Travis Green is located there. All the booking information, my tour dates, merchandise, everything is at TravisGreen.tv. So make sure you get it. It'll be a blessing to you. 12 songs of worship and praise to our God.
It's our guest, Travis Green. Thanks for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.